Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking. Recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.
I'm chatting with Leila Ibrahimi, PwC. Leila, appreciate the time today. Sustainable Strategies for Fair Play, a recent report out from PwC. The first number that absolutely struck me is that only 29% of the African workforce across Africa, Kenya, Morocco, Algeria, Nigeria, are able to pay their bills monthly. That absolutely staggered me. But the number globally is only 45, which is, frankly, an equally staggering number.
Yes. Hi. Yeah. Thanks for having me. I'm always excited to talk about this topic. Indeed, it is, I would say, a sobering stat, but not to be shied away from. Mm-hmm. And I think this really underscores the direction of the Companies Act. I mean, we're all familiar by now with the amendments that are not yet effective in terms of the pay ratios that companies will need to disclose within their annual reports. And I think it hints at the fact that more and more awareness is being drawn to this subject. Fair pay really is a priority for companies, and particularly a living wage. So ensuring that workers who are employed can actually live a dignified life with the wages or salary that they receive.
I want to come to living in fair wage, but before I do, the mandate on that wage gap disclosure, if I understand, you're basically going to have to say, what's my average employee, what's my CEO earning, and give a real sense of pay scales across the corporation. And we know that's going to raise a lot of questions in a lot of places.
Yes, I think there's a lot of nervous anticipation around this. And there have been many different iterations, but what we've seen as the final and what we expect to become effective is, as you've rightly said, so it's the total REM of your direct and prescribed officers. That's not new. Mm-hmm. Total REM of your top employee, usually within that band. And then the new ones and really the meaty ones and where we're going to see a lot of discussion is the total REM of the lowest paid employee of the company. An employee is, as per the Labor Relations Act, which is quite a wide definition. You know, we don't have time to get into that detail here, but very all-encompassing. And then average REM of all your employees and median remuneration of all your employees. And then, you know, the so-called pay gap. So the highest paid 5% and the lowest paid 5%, those two data points need to be disclosed. You don't have to, you know, particularly put the ratio between them, but obviously that is inferred and calculated by the readers. So, yeah, we are anticipating a lot of discussion around this. Some companies have gone so far as doing preemptive disclosures within the annual reports that we're seeing being released in the last few weeks. So that's very interesting. But importantly, I think the point that needs to be made is that really is a very narrow or shallow view of what is going on. There's much more to the fair pay story within organizations. And what's interesting is seeing the narrative around fair pay that's coming out around those data points.
Yeah, and it's going to be that. And I agree with you. I think it's a big step forward, and I think it's going to be hugely important. Talk to me around the distinction between fair pay and a living wage.
Sure, yes. I think fair pay is quite all-encompassing. So when we look at fair pay, we're thinking about many different aspects and facets of pay. So one typically looks at internal equity and external equity. So everyone's familiar by now with benchmarking. The name PwC is very synonymous with benchmarking as well. So I don't need to speak about that, looking at where you are compared to the market. But internal equity is also very important. And you mentioned pay scales a bit earlier. So making sure that you pay your employees fairly. You know, a few years ago, we talked a lot about equal pay for work of equal value and the legislation globally that was coming up. You know, we had that legislation coming up in South Africa as well, making sure that for the same value of work, you are giving equal pay, in other words, free from discrimination. So there's that element of discrimination. And of course, we had movements in King IV and associated sort of governance and regulations and expectations from investor communities of contextualizing executive pay in terms of other employee remuneration. So, for example, what are the increases you're giving at executive level? What are the increases you're giving at other levels? And how are you looking after employees at a lower level? And then to touch on your living wage, so that's sort of, you know, touching broadly on fair pay, which also links to, you know, paying responsibly. And then we've got this concept of a living wage. So we have a minimum wage, which I think everyone's very familiar with.
Yep.
And people are becoming more familiar with the concept of a living wage. So that really means the wage, the minimum wage that one needs to live a frugal but dignified life. And that hasn't necessarily been articulated in the South African context as it is, for example, in the UK. So we don't have a rand value that everybody agrees on. A different range of numbers are given, you know, anywhere from 7,000 rand to 12,000 rand and other numbers. But really, you know, I think we can all, if we put ourselves in the shoes of employees, understand that even 7,000 rand a month, looking at the very lowest of the living wage numbers, A, it's very far removed from the minimum wages that we talk about.
Yep.
And B, being able to live a frugal but dignified life on 7,000 rand, I think we might understand why that might be debated. So I think it's really coming to the point where as organizations, we need to think responsibly and act responsibly in terms of employees. It isn't enough to pay a minimum wage. And we really need to ask ourselves the question of, are we paying a living wage? If not, why not? Who is not? What will it take us to get there? How much is that going to cost us? And really, you know, map out the journey towards that living wage.
Yeah, and I like that phrase, a frugal but dignified. Now, I think it's tough at 7,000, I've got to say that. Last question is, are you seeing sort of business come to the party? I mean, some of it is going to be mandated. They're going to have to do the disclosures. They might not like it. They need to do it. But are they, so did businesses look at the idea of a frugal but dignified and look at 7,000 rand and think, maybe this should be a 10 or a 12? I mean, is there a sense from you that there is some support from the broader corporate world?
You know, there is. I can actually say that there is, and I find that to be really positive.
Yeah.
As you know, PwC has just done research on this globally, and the numbers that came out were 24% currently pay a living wage to employees globally. You might think that that's low, but it is movement, and it's positive movement. And of those who aren't currently, the number was 54% expect to meet that within the next 5 years. So it is progress, and we are seeing increased appetite, increased interest within the South African market. Obviously, there's pressure from the investor community, from, you know, the wider stakeholders. It's more of a conversation. The focus has been on income inequality. But more so than that, I think there's just an increased understanding that these issues are being raised to board level. I'm sitting in those discussions. I'm hearing these things being discussed, and I'm hearing them being taken very seriously. So now you will see remuneration committees sitting and asking, okay, give us the fair pay stats.
Yeah.
You know, what is going on within our organization? What is the gender pay gap? What are the race pay gaps? What are the top to bottom pay gaps? Are we paying a living wage? If not, why not? What are the actions to get us there? You know, those things that I've touched on. So what we've seen is an increased appetite and analysis into what does pay look like within our organization at each level. Is it fair? Are there any discrimination markers? What could we be doing better? Where do we need to do a deep dive? And increased conversation, as I said, at board level, which really gives me great hope that there is a lot of positive movement in the right direction.
Absolutely. I mean, if the remuneration committees are, they typically discuss the board's pay, but if they're looking more broadly, that is definitely a giant move in the right direction. We'll leave it there. Leila Ibrahimi from PwC, appreciate the time.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, delivering expert support and tailored solutions to help your business grow with confidence, clarity, and resilience.